We're getting back into school mode. Kids are going back to school right now. Actually, I think they're mostly all back, come to think of it. And we want kids in the community to have great activities when they get back to school, because you've got those hours from 3 to 7 where you want to keep them doing things that are productive, that they enjoy. And so thank you to Hollywood Pals, the Hollywood Police Activities League. They are working with hundreds of kids and love to do it and have great activities for them. We're joined by Valerie Lord from the Hollywood Police Activities League. She's the development director. Tell us about Hollywood Pals and what you do, Valerie.
Sure. So the Hollywood Police Activities League is a nonprofit that partners with LAPD to provide after-school programs for kids. And of course, these after-school programs are targeted to low-income youth who are living in gang-ridden neighborhoods. And the idea is to build relationships between kids and police officers. And we use this with sports. So sports is the way that we get kids into our program, but then the mentoring and the youth development really snowballs from there. So we like to say we're a lot more than just sports. There's a scholarship program.
Yes, we did.
We just awarded 7 scholarships. Yep. It doesn't seem like much, but really the value in awarding these scholarships is making young role models for the younger PAL kids in our program. Because you can join as early as 6 and you can stay in the program until you're 18.
Nice. They're going to like UC Santa Barbara, San Diego State University, and then Santa Monica College. And you, so you've got the scholarship program. And then tell us about some of the other things that go on. There's the martial arts training. There's soccer. There's Hollywood Fit Club, which is a whole thing in and of itself, where you get like marathon type training, track and field, right?
Absolutely. There's Junior Police Academy. We have an arts club, which is doing photography right now. So really what we do is we tailor the program to the officers and their interests and their skills. So police officers are working the program, doing everything from training volunteer soccer coaches to one-on-one counseling and, you know, referring families to resources. And it's really just a community organization.
Do you also kind of plan, you put some work into the classes or to the programs, how they're going to run as the development officer?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we've got a structure in place where, you know, we've been doing soccer and martial arts for 20 years. The martial arts head instructor was a police officer, started the program, became captain of the Hollywood division, retired, and is still teaching martial arts classes.
Man.
It's that kind of level of commitment that the officers just really, they fall in love with the program because instead of them responding to emergencies and having to be thrown into this problem-solving position, here in PAL, they're focusing on prevention and they get that kind of personal connection and they can really feel that they're making a difference in a different way.
Yes, they are making a difference in a couple of ways. Like you said, they're helping people in the community through their police work, and then they're helping kids in the community and establishing a different kind of relationship. You know, they're teaching them and working with them and seeing them on a day that's not like the worst day of their life. Like, you know, when they're going out to help people in the community, and they're so dedicated and they get involved, the police officers in the PAL's activities. People may not know about that PAL even exists for the kids, the Police Activities League, and there are programs for them to participate in. And are these all after school programs, or are they on the weekends also?
Saturdays too. So 6 days a week, really.
It's been a tough year for the relationship between the police and the community.
It's absolutely all the more reason why people need to know that these programs exist. Every division has a PAL program, whether it's one police officer with one baseball team participating in somebody else's league, or whether it's one of the bigger PALs where you've got several officers and several programs. But it's so important for people to know that the police are doing this community outreach. They are building these relationships. And if the community would invest in them, then, you know, a lot of problems would be prevented. The level of trust that is established between kids and police officers stretches throughout the future in their lifetime. And it also extends to their family. Parents begin to trust police officers more when their kids are idolizing them and kicking a soccer ball with them. And it just, it makes the community a lot safer.
And you have the Junior Police Academy. That's a 5-day camp, right?
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. I wish I could do it. All the kids, they get to see the special units of the different jobs of being a police officer. So they'll visit the canine unit and the horses and the, you know, do fingerprinting and go to the museum. And it's so fun for them because usually we try to target kids who don't know police officers are new to the PAL program, and it just breaks down all barriers. They get so excited to learn more.
Yeah.
And there's so many different specialties in the police department, and they get very excited, and a lot of them want to be a police officer afterwards. But most importantly, they feel comfortable around the officers, and they mm-hmm. can talk to them. And that usually snowballs into our PAL officers, you know, being a father or mother figure to these kids, and a real mentor and a real friend.
When does this 5-day camp happen?
Over the summer. So now that school's back in session, that's no longer. But we'll do 1 or 2 weeks and, you know, 20 kids at a time.
So that'll come up next year. I know
yes.
it's summer's gone for the kids. It's back to school for everyone. You've got the gala, though, coming up also. Do you want to talk to us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, you know, our program is only as strong as the investments into our program. So our biggest fundraiser for the year is coming up on November 2nd, and it raises more than 50% of our annual budget.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's good and bad. But of course, it's a lot of fun. The whole Hollywood community comes out. All of our LAPD friends. We honor community leaders. So this year we'll be honoring Polly Perrette from mm-hmm. NCIS. She's a big supporter of ours, and we just adore her. Eugene Andrews from the fire department. He's mm-hmm. the inspector. And Sergeant Daryl Davis, one of our own LAPD. He's been heading up community relations in Hollywood for over 10 years.
Kudos to all of them. That is so cool that they're showing up and coming and being honored. And so from NCIS, it's
Polly Perrette, you know, because we are in Hollywood.
Yeah,
so
we are.
We do make friends with, you know, the TV shows whenever they need to do research. They come connect with the Hollywood division.
Oh, man, that sounds like
I know, it's
a cool
fun.
Deal. And so they help you out then. When you need help, you go, hey, you know, we're helping you, so get involved. And there are so many stars right here. I mean, we're here with a ton of stars. So they have all kinds of opportunities to mm-hmm. work with the Police Activities League in Hollywood and other cities, you know, around other PAL programs. So at the gala coming up, can you give us the details on that, like where it's going to be at and what we're going to see that night?
Sure. So the theme is Havana Nights. We do a new theme every year to keep things interesting. And we'll be at the Taglian. It's your 6 to 10, you know, dinner, dancing. And we will also honor PAL Kids of the Year. 3 kids are selected and 3 adults. And the kids actually get to interview the adults and present their award to them that night.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So, every year, right? You do the awards every year for them.
Mm-hmm. And we are. We're just always trying to motivate kids. And, you know, you do that sometimes by honoring their friend, you know, making role models out of one another and encouraging good character and good behavior and good sportsmanship and respect for your community.
All of those things are important, yeah. And learning about the police department, you know, having a chance to see them in person and get to know them. So that's one of the big benefits of Police Activities League. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing. You know, our heroes at the Hollywood Police Department.
Thank you.
Yeah. And for the PAL program, Police Activities League in Hollywood, you've got 600 kids involved.
Mm-hmm. And we could have more. We got a waiting list of about 100.
Definitely connect with the Hollywood PAL program. And it's online also.
Yes,
what's
please.
The website?
HollywoodPAL.org. It's that easy. Give me a call.
Yes. Valerie would love to talk to you and get you involved. And you can help. You can donate. And you can also be enrolled in the program. Uh-huh. If you're a kid in between the ages of
6 and 18.
Okay. Yeah. If you're somewhere in there, there are cool things for you to do at the Hollywood PAL program. And we appreciate that you guys are there for us.
Thank you so much.
Valerie Lord, Hollywood Police Activities League. And if you want to see what activities are available, go to HollywoodPAL.org. That's HollywoodPAL.org. It's the Hollywood Police Activities League with great programs for kids.